You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Nick. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Did you say if I was currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, sir. Are you in need of roadside?
Yes. My clutch went out on me at our downtown, and I parked at a meter right now, but I need to tow it to the mechanic shop.
Gotcha. We can try to get you taken care of, sir. Are you coming from a safe location? You're not in any danger or anything like that, right?
Oh, yeah. No. Actually, I'm walking to the Walgreens to get some money at the ATM.
Okay. Let's go ahead and try to get you started, okay? Can I get your first and last name?
Christopher William Alphabet Merritt.
That was Christopher Williams?
Well, that's my middle name. It's Christopher Merritt, M-E-R-I-T-T. I have a hyphenated last name. Here, let me see what I actually got down.
What's a good callback number for you, Mr. Merritt, in case we get disconnected?
Oh, yeah, it's under Christopher W. Merritt, M-E-R-I-T-T. It should be this phone that I'm talking to you on, 803-9866, I think is what it is. Oh, I think it would be 720-803-9866. I could be wrong about that. I hope you have it on your caller ID. I've got another number, but the phone's broken. I need to get it repaired.
Gotcha. I just wanted to make sure that I'll be able to reach you on this number that you called in on, okay?
Yeah.
All right, and would you also like to receive mobile text updates, sir?
Mobile text, you said?
Yes, sir. It just lets you know your provider's phone number and their estimated arrival time through text.
Oh, yes. It's probably going to take me about 25 minutes just to get back to my car. Well, 20 minutes or 25 minutes to get back to my car. Because, it took me a while to find the phone number and everything.
No problem at all. We'll go ahead and get you taken care of, sir. Can I go and get that policy number, Mr. Merritt?
Oh, yes. Policy number would be 6865450318.
All right, Mr. Baker, can you go ahead and verify the address that you have in your policy?
That would be 1550 Larimer Street, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
And the vehicle that you're calling in about?
It's Mazda 3, 2014, red, four-door touring sedan.
Gotcha. And could you tell me just a little bit more about your breakdown, sir? I couldn't hear you earlier. What was your breakdown reason?
The clutch burned out on me. Okay. The car will start, won't move.
Right, so
the engine revs and revs, but the gears don't engage.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and try to get you taken care of. Do you know the vehicle will still shift gears, sir?
Oh, I couldn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
Do you know if the vehicle will still shift gears?
Do I know if it shifts gears?
Yes, sir. Will it go into neutral?
It doesn't matter what gear I have it in. It's a manual, so I definitely do shift. It's not automatic. It's a manual. I shift gears 1 through 6, but it doesn't matter what gear you put it in. It just doesn't go. It's like none of the gears are engaging. I'm pretty sure it's the clutch.
Gotcha. I just wanted to make sure, because if it doesn't go into neutral, that means that the provider will need
special equipment. It does go into neutral.
Okay.
Yeah. I can put it in neutral and push the car.
Gotcha. And do you know if the vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or two-wheel, sir?
No, it's a front-wheel drive.
All right, sir. And when we do get your provider for you, will you be there in attendance with the vehicle?
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. I'm so sorry.
When we do secure your provider, will you be there with the vehicle?
Oh, I intend to be. What if it's not because it takes too long or something? Because I do have to be at work by 2. Should I give you the license plate, or you probably have all that already, huh?
The reason I ask is because what we can do is, because I can't guarantee any kind of time frame, what we can do is you can alternate leave, get unattended. That's if it does take too long. I'm not really sure what time it is where you are right now. But leaving it unattended just involves you leaving the keys inside the vehicle with it unlocked, so the provider can just come and pick it up while you're not there.
Yeah. Would I be able to leave them at the front desk where I live, which is right down the street from there?
That'll be appropriate too. I can notate on an account and just let them know that you left them at the front desk.
Let me give you the address for where I live.
We'll get that apart in just 1 second. I just have one more
Okay.
thing to ask you before we do. Will you be needing a ride with a provider, or can you provide your own transportation?
Oh, doing a ride?
Yes, sir. Or can you get your own transportation?
Yeah, I'll try my presentation. I don't, at least I think I can. What, I changed my mind on that? Can I call you back?
Yes, sir. When you do call us back, just let the agent know, because I'm not really sure if you're going to get me or somebody else. Just let the agent know that you will be a passenger, so they can notate that and let the provider know for you. All right, Mr. Mayor, now we're in the final steps of this process. I just need to get you mapped and located. Can I go ahead and get that building address?
Well, that'll be 1470. Oh, this is the building where I would drop the keys off. My car is actually down the street from there.
Okay.
The building where the keys would be 1470 Grant Street, Denver, Colorado, 80203.
That was 1470 Branch Street, or was that Grant Street?
Oh, Grant with a G.
Gotcha. Right, and that's the building next to the bar, correct?
I'm sorry.
Do you know if that's the building that's right next to the bar? Because where it's popping up now, it shows a bookstore.
Yeah. It's right there. It's the Newhouse Hotel right there next to the bookstore.
Okay, gotcha. And then you said that your vehicle was a little bit down the street from here. Do you
Yeah,
know?
it's on 7th and Grant. It's right there by the Wells Fargo.
Okay. Gotcha. I do see it down here by the Wells Fargo Bank. So what I can do is I can locate in our account and let the providers know that the keys will be at the Newhouse Hotel, and the vehicle
At the
is
front
located.
desk, yeah.
Gotcha. And the vehicle is located down on 17th by the Wells Fargo, okay?
Yeah, it's right there parked in front of the Wells Fargo.
Gotcha. Give me just 1 second. Let me know tech, really quickly for you, okay?
Yeah. Did I get disconnected? Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay, Mr. Merritt?
Oh, yeah. I just got worried. I thought I got disconnected. My bad.
Oh, you're fine. I'm sorry for the delay, sir. My system is going a little slow, but I am notating all the information, just so the providers won't have any trouble when it comes to picking it up, okay?
Oh, yeah. This is on the street at the ATM, the Walgreens. So I'm headed back towards where I left my car at. I'm gonna go drop the keys off and yeah. Oh, I was gonna give you the address of the shoot. It's Johnny's Automotive. Crap. Shoot. I might have to call you guys back with the phone number and address of the place. It's down off of West Colfax.
I'm sorry, Mr. Merritt. I can't really hear you. Could you say that again?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be taking the car to a place called Johnny's Automotive. Mm-hmm. It's down off of West Colfax.
Okay, so you did say that your vehicle was going to a Johnny's Automotive. Could you give me that street name one more time?
Oh, it's off of West. It's off of West Colfax. Let me grab my turn. It's off of West Colfax. I don't know the address right this second, but I might have to call you back with it.
Let me see if I could probably find it in the system. That was West Colfax?
No, West Colfax.
Could you spell that for me?
Colfax.
Okay, I might have the location of Johnny's Automotive. If you could verify, do you know if it's across from a ice cream factory? Well, not ice cream factory, but a ice cream store. I'm on Tennyson Street.
Shoot. You know what? I don't know. I would have to. I'm looking for the information right now. I'm just not in a good place to be looking through the paperwork.
You know, you could probably use your cell phone?
Not while I'm talking to you, I can't. Like, the phone doesn't work very good. I'm not... Oh, damn it. Where is this paperwork at? Oh, God, I got a new bag. I'm having trouble figuring out how to open it. Okay, here we go. I found the clock that I was looking for. Where is this place? I'm sorry, I'm just having trouble finding the place. I mean, finding the information.
Are you fine, Mr. Merritt? I just want to say, I do think that I have it, but, you know, if you just want to confirm if the address is 4444 West Colfax.
I think that's it, but I won't know for sure until I look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, let me see if I can't find the phone number for it on my phone real quick. Maybe I can do that. It's just the phone, the screen's cracked, so it doesn't really work sometimes when I try to push buttons. Come on, I'm leaving the phone. I can't even get it to swipe. There we go. For some reason, it just won't work. My phone will not swipe to let me have access to the rest of the phone. At least not while I'm talking on it. I don't think it will.
Oh, you're fine. What I can do is, Mr. Merritt, I can give you a call back in a few moments just to see if you can go ahead and verify that.
Cool. Could you give me 10 or 15 minutes?
No problem at all.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that I do have the right one for you. The phone number that we do have is 720-803-9866. I noticed that you said that you didn't know for certain, but did that a little bit ring a bell?
It should be the one. I think that's it. It should be. Hopefully, that's the one that's on your caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that's the one on your caller ID, that's definitely it.
Gotcha. Okay, Mr. Merritt, I'm going to go ahead and talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, I've got to get my phone fixed. It's just I'm having trouble using it because of the screen being cracked. And it just, when I go to swipe, it doesn't work, or it would swipe, or the buttons won't push, or they'll push on their own, things like that. Are you still there?
Yes, sir, I am. I can't really hardly hear you. I'm not really sure if it's the connection, but it is a bit frayed. Can you hear me okay?
Let me see if I have the speaker on. Let me try to see if I can't figure out if that's the case. What's going on here?
Well, you can go ahead and take care of that, and I'll give you a call back soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I'll get that information.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.